Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Till now, you were listening to the Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jari, in which Brother Ganesh covered the life of Tulasidas. Now, this Ganesh inviting you again to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In today's episode, we will be listening to the next episode of the talk of Sri Maunish Vyas, a propagator of Vedic culture and also, most importantly, an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba. This talk was given during the two-day workshop on Vedas on the topic Revitalizing and Re-energizing the Vedas. Over to Mr. Maunish Vyas.
Om Saishwaraya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahi Tannas Sarvah Prachodayat. My namaskars at the lotus feet of all his manifestations in the entire universe. Namaskar, Sai Ram. Today's topic, in a very brief way, the first topic is the four Vedas, their Pathashalas, their Pandits, Shakha Darshanam. Then, the major topic for today, Rudra Namakam Chamakam. Then the next Suktam, which is chanted regularly at Prashanti Nilayam, Purusha Suktam. Then we have a break. After that will be a question answer session. If you want, you can write the questions right now or whenever you can. After that, what should we do at an individual level and as a Sangathana, as a society, to foster and support Veda? Ultimately, the purpose of the workshop is to inspire all of us to do something and contribute our little mite towards the Veda. Otherwise, then this workshop becomes purposeless. So the purpose is to fire each and everyone's heart that I will do this much for the Veda. It could be a very small thing. See, no, Swami says, no, from Chima to Brahma, everybody is useful. There is not even a dust particle in this universe which is useless. So we do what we are supposed to do and leave the rest to Swami. So the purpose of this workshop ultimately is to fire all of us to contribute something towards Veda. What should we do? After that, we will learn and chant the Unity Suktam. Today the planet Earth, very disunity, and I am told even in the villages, even in families, there is discord. Husband does not get along with wife, children do not get along with parents. In general, this is the state of affairs today, so we need to unite. And this Unity Suktam is the one Suktam. If you have only 57 seconds every day, you can chant only one Suktam and act upon it, that's enough. You don't need to do Rudram, Namakam, Chamakam, Purusha, Suktam. And if Swami happens to talk to you, you can say, this fellow said so. I take full responsibility for what I am saying. And when you see the Suktam and the meanings, you will understand from what space I am saying it. You will agree with me. None of you will disagree with me. It's a very important Suktam. Then it will be conclusion. So now, my very good brother, you please give me an alarm after 35 minutes. Thank you. So first, I will, in 5 minutes, there are some things which I did not cover yesterday, which I recollected at the room, and I would like to just briefly cover it. There are two aksharas which are yuktaksharas. May I have a pen? Here, okay, thanks. So this is one akshara. These are both Yuktaksharas, but they appear as one akshara. Can you read them, all of you? Even at the back row? So now, there are 6 different pronunciations of this one akshara in our country. Right, for Gya to Gnya and what not. What is the breakup of these two? The correct breakup is, as per Panini, it is a half J. This half. as in cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. There is this ja. And plus, it is a anuswara of the same series. So it is j plus nya. So you have to say dnya. Dnya. Means put your tongue where the ja is. Ja, 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 dnya. Some people in Maharashtra, they will say da plus nya, which is wrong. It is not da, it is ja. They say dnya. It's not da, it is ja. Dnya. Even those who have done Sanskrit typing, if you type half ja plus dnya, automatically the akshara will come up this. And this akshara is, as per Paninian Sanskrit, it is a half ka plus ha. The Murdhanya ha ha. And as per Vedic Sanskrit, in the Padapatha of the Taittiriya Shakha, it is a half kha plus kha. Can you read, all of you? So, these two are very important and I missed them out somehow yesterday. So, I am compensating for that. And if there is any later thought on aksharas, you can ask me during the question answer session. So we come to today's topic, the Shakha Darshana. As we said yesterday, Swami has written in the Upanishad Vahini, this is not available in the extant Vedic and Panini literature. Panini has enumerated 1131 Shakhas of the Veda. Another Kanchi Periyava has also followed Panini and said there were 1131 Shakhas of the Veda. But Swami has clearly stated there were 1180 Shakhas. He names 1000 shakhas of Samaveda, 50 shakhas of Atharvaveda, 21 shakhas of Rigveda, and 109 shakhas of Yajurveda. Out of them, 86 belong to Krishna Yajurveda, which is known as Brahma Sampradaya, which was the original Yajurveda as taught by Veda Vyasa to Vaishampayana. And there is a small story that there was an ego tussle between Vaishampayana and his main Shishya, that is Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya was, by accounts, he was actually exceeding his guru. And he was very fiery tempered. And there were two, three occasions when once Vaishampayana told him that, all my shishyas, you do this prayaschitta. Vaishampayana had committed a small sin, a pratyavayat. So for that, all the students had to expiate. So Yajnavalkya told the teacher, they don't know how anything, I will do it alone, you will get your prayaschitta. Then another incident was when he was given mantrakshata and abhimantrit water to give to the king who was suffering from leprosy. Now the king had received so many such cures from so many people, he was tired by that time. So he ignored this fellow Yajnavalkya, made him wait for 2-3 hours. And Yajnavalkya was a fiery tempered fellow. He got angry and he threw that mantra water onto a dead stump, which was a cut block of wood in the kitchen, which was cut and lying there for some 40 years. He threw that mantra water on that and he went away. The next day there were Nava Ankura. It sprouted leaves, that stump of wood, and the king was reported that this has happened. This is echoing slightly. So then the king said, you send that brahmachari back to me. So Vaishampayana, yes, send the brahmachari back. The brahmachari said, I will not go to that king. He has insulted you, my teacher. He has insulted the Veda and he has insulted the mantra. I am not in a mood to go. So Vaishampayan, after two, three incidents, he says, you seem to know better than me, why don't you vomit out the Veda which I have taught you? You have no gratitude for your teacher, you have no gratitude for what I have done for you, you please vomit out whatever you have done. So Yajnavalkya obediently vomited it out. I don't know how you can vomit Veda. This is a story which I am repeating. And the other Rishi Kumaras who were there, they changed their form into that of Tittiri birds. Tittiri in English is known as the red wattled lapwing. It is found even around Puttaparthi. It is found practically all over India. So they changed into Tittiri birds and they ate up all this vomit. And because it is precious, it is the Veda mantra. And hence, that particular shakha which Veda Vyasa taught Vaishampayana is come to be known as the Taittiriya shakha. Taittiriya is the visheshana, the adjective of Tittiri. Tittiri is a bird. Now this fellow Yajnavalkya felt very repentant, he was very penitent, and he sincerely prayed to God, God, I have committed a sin, my Guru Droha, and my temper went out of my control, and too much ego was there in me. So he again did tapasya, and God was very kind. His tapasya bore fruit, and God appeared to him in the form of a horse. Horse is, in Sanskrit, one of the words is vaji. And the horse was pure white colored. And this happened at the time of noon, midday. And the horse spoke to Yajnavalkya, "Yes, my son, what do you want me?" He said, "Swami, I have done this and this papa. I have repented for it. My prayaschitta is this tapasya. If you are pleased with me, please teach me such a Yajurveda that even my teacher does not know." So this Vaji, Swami in the form of Vaji, said Tathastu, and he taught him the Veda. So that is now known as the Shukla Yajurveda or the Aditya Sampradaya. And because it was taught during the Madhyanha Kala, now one of the branches is known as Madhyandina Shakha. There is another Shakha still alive, which is known as Kandva Shakha. So these two branches of Shukla Yajurveda are there. Then Krishna Yajurveda has two branches alive. One is what we chant at Puttaparthi, that is Krishna Yajurveda Taittiriya Shakha, the Shakha which the birds ate up. Darshi Kumaras changed the form and ate up the vomitus of Yajnavalkya. So you can say Yajnavalkya is singularly responsible for two Shakhas. The entire new Shakha came because of him. And amongst the Rig Shakhas, there were 21. One Shakha named Vashkala became extinct just in the last 10-15 years. I personally went to Raichur to trace out the last remaining descendant of that Shakha. But he said, "Yes, I am a descendant of the Shakha." Then he showed me his pothi, the old pothi. And that pothi was the same normal Shakala Shakha. So, although his gotra and descendants was from the Vashkala Shakha, that Shakha has died. We have no further evidence of that Shakha. Another Shakha, the Shankhayana Shakha, maybe that old man is still living in Rajasthan. His name is Shubh Shankar Jha. That Shankhana Rigveda Shakha, his sons know some few mantras. They don't know the entire Shakha. So these two Shakhas are again dead. The only Shakha alive and well practiced is Shakala, which we all chant. Your Ganapati Suktam is from that Shakha. Devi Suktam, Aham Rudre Bhir Vasubhish Charami, is from Rigveda. Then two mantras, Ayam Mehasto Bhagavan, they are from the Rigveda. So that Shakha Darshan I will give you, the different styles of chanting. So amongst Rigveda we have only one Shakha, that is Shakala. And all of you who want soft copy, you will get it. So no need to copy, just listen. Means brother is there, he will give you soft copies. If you want it by email, I will give it to you on your personal email. So all materials are available, there is no secret. Means I have done a lot of work in last 30 years, and that is all for all of us. Veda is like the sun. It has to shine wherever it goes. So I cannot restrict it even if it wants to not shine. There is no possibility. So even if I, like a fool, try to restrict it, I will be, you know, warned by Swami. So whatever you want, you will be given. Means as far as this session is concerned, try to hear, because Veda is all about Shravanam. So the Shakala Shakha is alive, and the chanting styles of the Shakala Shakha are very many. In South India, we have two main styles. One is South Indian Sringeri Shakha and the South Indian Kanchi Shakha. The majority is Kanchi part, but Sringeri part, because it tallies with what we chant at Puttaparthi, you will find it more appealing to the ears. Like for example, Gananantva mantra, you drop the Gumkara and it becomes a Sringeri Shakha Rigveda Patha. Gananantva Ganapatim Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nutibhissi Dasadanam. This is Sringeri Patha Rigveda mantra. The same thing Kanchi Patha, all the aksharas which have got a vertical mark on top, the sign which says the high tone, they will be chanted two matras, like Ganana Antva Ganapatim Havamahe Kavinka Vinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nutibhissi Dasadanam. The Pratishakya of the Rigveda says that this must be X matra and this must be double of that matra. So both these styles maintain the rule. And we cannot say one is right, the other is wrong. But the majority is this Shakha, which I chanted just now, Kanchi parts, because even in Varanasi, they chanted this way, but they give a small jhatka on the Anudatta. Gananantva Ganapatim Havamahe, all the Anudattas, they will give jhatka. That's the style of the Rigvedi Varanasi. And even the Kanva Shakha, which is taught by Varanasi Pandits, even the Kanva Shakha, which is Shukla Yajurveda, they also chant in the same style with a jhatka. The difference between the Rigveda Swaras and the Yajurveda Swaras in the Samhita, we have got a double line on top. Tanno Vishnu Prachodayat. In none of the Samhita you will have a double line on top. That double line on top, to my mind, has been started by Ramakrishna Mission in their publication Mantra Pushpam. In none of the texts which are taught in Pathshalas, you will have a double line. The double line is supposed to be known through Karna Parampara. Everybody knows where there is a double and where there is a single. So in Rigveda there is a rule that if there is a vertical line on top and it happens to be a Dirgha or a Nasikya, then it has to be double. Like if there is a Ya, Prachodayat, and there is a line on top, because it's a Dirgha, it has to automatically become Yaat in Rigveda only. In Yajurveda the rule is different. We are currently considering Rigveda. So please give me that Gayatri, PDF Gayatri. Now this is from the Krishna Yajur Shakha, just to show the difference. Now only in this one you have Suvaha. In all the other Shakhas, and including Swami's style of chanting Gayatri, it is Swaha. So here, because it is the standard which we follow, we will start by this. Om Bhur Bhuvas Suvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naf Prachodayat. In the Rigveda, the markings are the same. Only thing, that double line won't come. Even in the Yajurveda Samhita, double line won't come. But the Swaha becomes Swaha. So first in the Sringeri style, it is this way. The Sringeri style tallies with our Yajurveda very much. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo. Now Bhargo will become, because it's a long and it's a Rigvedic style. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Thiyo Yonaf Prachodayat. Kanchi style, the single matras will become double matras. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsa Viturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Thiyo Yonaf Prachodayat. In Atharveda, same way but with a jhatka at the Anudatta. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Suvaha Tatsa Viturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naf Prachodayat. In Maharashtra, they actually do this action while chanting Anudatta, as if to show the jhatka. That's their style. So that is the North Indian style of chanting Rigveda. Then we have Namudri style, which is very unique and very different, and I will ask my brother to play it out. It's in the Gayatri folder. Namudri chanting.
Om Bhur Bhuvasva Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayal Sri Suryaya Namah.
In Namudri style, the ta becomes a la. Tal Savitur Varenyam. At the end of a sentence they will have a kampana. At the end of a rig they will have three kampanas. Prachodayal. This is, and the entire shakha is this way. If you gather 50 Nambudris, they will all be chanting the same way. So it is not some invented style. They say that their parampara has come from Parashurama. And Parashurama used to retire on Mahendra Parvat, which is what we today's Udakamandalam Kunur. And he used to go in during the day to take care of his brahmanas, whom he had given land after requesting Varuna to vacate some land. The sea was occupying what is known as the Kokan Patti, that little small green belt of western India, that was vacated by Varuna or the sea devata at request of Parashurama, because he wanted to give brahmanas that land, and he used to teach those brahmanas. So the Kerala Nambudris say that this is the Parashurama parampara, and they all chant same way. So we cannot say they are wrong. And I was told by one devotee here that once they have chanted in front of Swami, and Swami has said that this is one of the original styles. And they have all three. They have Hastamudra, they will do like this. They have Shiromudra, and they have this Kampana also. Now all three styles are not there in any Vedic Shakha. Means in Madhyandana you have Hastamudra, but not the other styles. In some other Shakha you have a Shiromudra, not the other styles. But these Nambudris have all three. And today there are only some four Nambudri teachers in the Rigveda, and maybe five Nambudri teachers in the Yajurveda. So they are also on the verge of extinction. And tomorrow what will happen only Swami knows. So this is the Nambudri style of chanting Rigveda. So in Rigveda we have Sringeri style, which is very close to our Yajurveda, Kanchi style, then North Indian Rigvedi style, which is with a jhatka, similar to Atharvaveda. Atharvaveda, there is no Gayatri mantra. This Tapsavitur Varenyam does not occur in Atharvaveda. It is just the style I showed you. And Shukla Yajurveda, Madhyandina Shakha is chanted in monotone. That it is there. Monotonous. They have got Hasta Mudra, and they will show the swaras. There are 8 types of swaras. They will show it with the hands.
Hari Om Ma Bhura Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitra Parinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Jonaha Paracho.
Thank you. The same Gananantva mantra in this shakha is Gananantva Ganapati Gunhava Mahe Priya Nantva Priya Pati Gunhava Mahe Nidhi Nantva Nidhi Pati Gunhava Mahe Vaso Mama Aham Jaha Ni Garbhadhamatva Majasi Garbhadhamma. They'll repeat the mamma 2 times. That is their style. And they have lost the tone in the kantha. Their tone is only in the hand. And this must have happened maybe some 1,000-2,000 years back for only God knows what reasons. They have lost the swara in the throat. Their swaras are shown by hand. And this is very popular all over North India. But even in North India, only the Pathshala trained people know the swaras by hand. Otherwise, you have pandits chanting whatever comes to their mind. They don't chant very meticulously. So this is the Madhyandina Shakha. Yakla Yajurveda Kanva Shakha, that is practiced in Srirangam. At Srirangam, the deity Sriranganatha is done Shodasha Upchara, the 16 types of Upchara with Kanva mantras. And the Kanva Gayatri I have got. So that we have Shukla Yajurveda Madhyandina, Shukla Yajurveda Kanva, Krishna Yajurveda I just demonstrated. There is the Krishna Yajurveda Maitrayani Shakha. The Maitrayani Shakha chanting is close to Taittiriya, but it follows the Maharashtrian pattern of Jhatka on Anudatta. It is otherwise very similar to Taittiriya Shakha, but on the Anudatta they will give a Jhatka. Rigveda I showed you the 5 styles, including Nambudri. Now we come to Samaganam. Samaganam, I have learned the Gayatri as per Kauthuma Shakha, Jaimini Shakha. I have a recording which is not good, so I will chant to you the Kauthuma Shakha Ganam. First, the Samhita Patha, that is the regular, and after that the Ganam. There is 2 things. You can do Samhita Patha like a mantra, and then the Ganam, which is in a sing-song style. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaf Prachodayat. This is Samhita Patha. Now the Ganam. Om Bhu Om Bhuvaha Om Suvaha Tatsaviturvarenyo Yadhi Mahi. Dhiyo Yonaf Prachodayat. Mantra is small, but the Gana is very long. In Sama Shakha, in the Kauthuma Shakha, there are 1,700 odd mantras, but the time taken to chant is very long because of this sing-song style. And you have got Stoma, Stoba, Ha, Hu, Ha, Hu, Ha, Hu, Setum Stara. It repeats, you know. Lot of these sing-song styles are repeated, and that is why a very small mantra is taking a very long time to chant, and 75% of the mantras are actually the same mantra as in the Rig Veda. But the Samhita part will be as per Kauthuma Shakha or as per Jaimini Shakha, and the Gana will be as per the Gana. So, that is the Samaganam. Today we have three Shakhas. The Kauthuma, which is now captured all over Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra, thanks to Kanchi Periyava's efforts in getting it extracted from the last remaining survivor who was in Jamnagar, one Trivedi. In the 60s, three South Indian Pandits were sent by Kanchi Periyava, and they have now spread all over Tamil Nadu. Today you have 300-400 chanters of Kauthuma Shakha in Tamil Nadu. Then we have Ranayaniya Shakha, which is similar to Kauthuma, but their adherents are today only in Honnavar at Karnataka, and some of the teachers have migrated to Maharashtra. So today Maharashtra also has 300 of them. Then the last is Jaiminiyam, which is the most rare Shakha. They are practically extinct, maybe only two teachers remaining, and they are only in the Palakkad area, Jaimini Shakha. And Swami has praised Jaimini Shakha very extensively in the Satya Sai Vedavani. Swami has said there are some sounds in the Jaimini Shakha which are not there in the other Shakhas, including what my brother said yesterday, that sound of Ra. The rare sounds are there in the Jaiminiya Shakha. Then we have Atharvaveda. Atharvaveda, there are two Shakhas, one with Swara, one without Swara. So one with Swara is Shaunakiya Shakha. The Guruji of all those Shaunakiya Shakhiyas is Sridhar Adi of Gokarna, and he has singularly spread the Shakha by his own efforts. Today he is 60 years old, and he has got personally his 30 to 40 acharyas under him, and those acharyas in turn have got 300 to 400 students under them. So this Shakha was kept alive due to this one person. And Paipalada Shakha, which is mainly found in Odisha, but they read it like Bhagavad Gita. They have no swaras. They found a manuscript, and that manuscript was made into a book some 10 years ago, and you have about 50 pandits chanting the Paipalada Shakha. They are now making efforts to put swaras into it, but that how to put swaras into a Veda Shakha is not anybody's business. So this is the Shakha Darshana. Very briefly, the most endangered Shakhas are Maitrayani, Krishna Yajurveda, Maitrayani Shakha. In Maharashtra, there is only one single teacher. In Jalna, I met him personally. He's got about 20 pupils, and he's a young man. He's about 32, and he's dedicated his life for the Shakha. And he learned from a person in Nashik who was at that time about to die. So Maitrayani Shakha needs a lot of help from all of us. Then Jaiminiya Shakha is the next in line. Jaiminiya Shakha has only maybe three teachers. They are concentrated around the Palakkad area. All three are very old. And if they die, the Shakha ultimately will miss. The students are there, but students are not teaching. So those Shakhas also, that Shakha may go. After that, you have the Nambudri style of chanting Rigveda. Rigveda in the other chanting styles is very well presented. There are more than 1,000+ pandits in the Shakala style that we chant in the ashram. But the Nambudri style of chanting Rigveda, mantras are same, its chanting style is different, is again in danger, because there are just 4 or 5 teachers. They regularly perform the Agni Chayana. And the senior most person who is performing this Soma Yaga, one of the Soma Yagas is Agni Chayana, is almost now 90+. So when he dies, his son may do or may not do, because all the sons are not taking to the same profession. They are taking to engineering or doctor or medical line or whatever. So, and among the Samaganam, the Ranayani Shakha is also recently saved from extinction due to the efforts of one person, Subramanya Shastri. The other Shakhas are well represented compared to the other Shakhas, but if you count them as a total percentage of the population of this country, which is 1.2 billion, you have practicing pandits who are actually chanting the various Veda Shakhas somewhere around the figure 8,000. Now please tell me, what is 8,000 upon 1.2 billion? What fraction or what percentage it represents? So do you think it is a healthy percentage? Even if in the Taittiriya Shakha you have said 1,200 pandits, even if the Shakala Shakha you have 3,000 pandits, even if the Madhyandina Shakha of North India you have 3,000 pandits, is that a ratio which is worth boasting about? Considering that each district of our country had that many pandits 200 years ago. Just when the British entered, Even the Mughal invasion did not do much to destroy Veda. The British struck at the very foundation of our Vedic roots. They changed the education system of this country. And today you and I are speaking in English because of that reason. And that brainwave was by Lord Macaulay. He deliberately changed the entire system because he wanted basically brown people as brown sahibs in white thinking. He said, I want all these brown people to think like us. And ultimately they will become at heart Englishmen, they may remain brown outside. Today that has happened. I am talking in English, you are listening in English. So where are we? Where is our own language, say Kannada or Hindi or Sanskritam, the mother of all our languages? So we are in that situation, but Swami has come as avatar for that very purpose, to revive the Veda, to revive Sanskritam, to revive our own Sanskriti, which is why he insisted on speaking in his mother tongue every time, in spite of him knowing all the languages of this planet. So this is the position of the Veda Shakhas. The rest are well represented. The three or four Shakhas that I enumerated are in danger of going away. So at the end of this session, I will cover the topic, what we should do as an individual, what we should do as a society, what we should do as a government to contribute our little drop in this Veda Mahasagara. So this is the first topic of the day, the four Vedas, their Pathshalas, their Pandits.
Hope you had an enriching experience listening to the talk of Sri Maunish Vyas, a propagator of the Vedas and most importantly, an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba. This talk was given in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam campus in the multimedia room during the two-day workshop held on the topic Relevance and the Need of Revitalizing the Vedas. Hope you had a nice time listening to Mr. Maunish Vyas. From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live broadcast from the Sai Kulwant Hall with the Vedam and the Bhajan sessions. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Sai Ram and happy listening.